It is Monday morning, and every other Monday morning, we check in over on East 3rd Street with the Bloomington Police Department, and our good friend is Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Spring break is over. You've got some different dates on your calendar maybe than some other folks with a little bit of Little 500 graduation. Those will be some big events happening here in town. But overall, give us a little recap of spring break week. Were you busier than you thought you would be or just about normal?
Just about normal for us. Again, I go back to years ago. You used to get real quiet on spring break. It was a nice. Even the people working, it was a break for them. But, you know, anymore, we stay busy all year round, and our calls stay up there. So we had another typical busy week for us last week. And not a lot of our guys got to enjoy the spring break, but, you know, they'll have plans later on in the year.
Does St. Patrick's Day help keep spring break busy annually?
Absolutely doesn't hurt. The bars typically get real quiet that time of the week. Obviously, the college really pushes a lot of that bar traffic, but, you know, if you were downtown and you saw the way it looked Friday night, it was busy. And, you know, all of the normal people, the locals came out and enjoyed St. Patrick's Day. And there were no big problems or big issues. But we did have a lot of traffic downtown. We did have a lot of people moving around. So it seemed like everybody pretty much behaved themselves.
Pretty much. I like how you throw that in there.
Heck, there were a few that didn't, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Heck, we were out for lunch that day, and it was already jumping around, so I figured it would be some fun stuff as the evening continued, but when you've got the basketball and everything else. Some people treat St. Patrick's Day very similar to New Year's Eve, and they don't need to do all that sometimes. So that's fun. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He joins us here on the 20th day of March as we open up spring, and joins us every other Monday. And we know one of the great outreach programs you guys always handle is Coffee with a Cop. We know that's not till next week, but we don't want anybody to forget. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, don't miss that. We're going to be at the Showers Building, Hennepin Marketing. Going to be an evening event. You might have to look on my Facebook page for me, but I think it starts at 5:30 or 6:30.
5:30,
right?
Exactly right.
5:30.
5:30 to 6:30 there. And so it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come out after work. One of the big things we get from people is, you have it in the morning, do you have it at 9 o'clock and I'm at work and can't come? So we like to push some of these to that early evening hours and try to get some folks who normally don't get to show up and say hi to us, get a chance to show up and say hi. So, and it's right downtown, so it's going to be a great opportunity for the people working downtown to just come over after they get off work and come in, have a cup of coffee with us, sit around, ask some questions, and just have a good time. We always enjoy that.
Now, for people that might not fit their schedule or might not be big coffee drinkers, you're going to mix up this program as we get into spring and summertime.
You know, we did this last year. We did CrossFit with a Cop last year, and it was a huge success. So one of the next things we've got coming up, April 29th, it's a Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hoosier CrossFit. It's going to be a free community workout. Come out and work out with members of the Bloomington Police Department. Last year we had 13 or 14 officers that came out and did that workout. About 60 or 70 other people showed up as well. So it was a great time. Hoosier CrossFit is a great organization. Sean Thiemann and Jenna, they do a great job of getting people healthy and working with the community, and they're opening this up to work out with us and us to work out with that CrossFit community. So if you don't drink coffee, if you like to exercise and be active and work out, come on out to Hoosier CrossFit on April 29th.
Or if you just want to see some pros work out and ask some questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I just watch?
You know what? I tell you what, it's so much fun. It's so addictive. If you come out and just watch, before long, you're going to want to be doing it. And so come out and watch. Absolutely. Come out and watch us and see what's going on. I think you'll see it's such a great time. You'll just want to join right in. We'd love to have you.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday. And an interesting article we saw in today's paper, front page of today's Herald Times, talking about body cameras and how they're working their way into the legal system. Well, you've had body cameras for some time, haven't you?
It's been almost 5 years now that we've had body cameras. We started a pilot program. We picked up about 10 or 15 of these cameras and started moving them out. Immediately recognized the benefits of these cameras and how useful they were to us. So now every one of our patrol officers and detectives have a body camera, and we have requirements and rules for when they're supposed to use them and how they use them. And any evidentiary material we get from cases gets booked in and provided to the prosecutor's office. And we've absolutely loved this program. We think it's a great one for us. It has caused us some headaches. It has caused us some financial issues with the storage and maintenance of all of these files, some manpower issues to make sure that we have enough people to view these things and release them as they need to by Indiana state law. So those have been obstacles we've constantly been working on. But all in all, the program is fantastic and one which we really like.
Yeah, and I think the tough part is determining how long you keep archives for.
Sure.
Because you never know. If you have to go back 2 years, you might not have all that. But that's this whole storage and money problem.
Is that likely? Is something like that likely?
It could happen, but so anything that's evidence in a criminal case, we're going to store until that criminal case is completely disposed of, meaning all the appeals and everything is gone. So that's going to stay, and we're going to have that. Any of those public information requests where people call in and request those things has to go through a huge public information process, and those have to be stored for a set amount of time by Indiana state law. Otherwise, if it's not evidentiary, if it's normal police contact and there's no reason for us to believe that there's anything strange happening, we're going to keep those for 190 days before we get rid of any of that. That falls within the tort claim, so someone could come back within that time and try to sue us or say something happened, we'll have access to that video. But if it's not remarkable, it doesn't involve anything at all, it's going to get purged from our system after that period.
Yeah, and you need it for, everybody needs it for the protection of the police force, the protection of the citizens. I think it's the tape don't lie. So it's there. And again, so people can't waste your time and your budget making outrageous claims, because if you have the video evidence, you don't have to go to trial. You don't have to spend that money.
Well, one would hope.
We found that to be very helpful in a lot of those instances. But, you know, one of the things you just said, I actually kind of want to put a hole in that, because the tape doesn't lie is true. You see what's on there. But the problem with videotape is that you miss a lot of things.
That's what I was going to say. You can't possibly see everything that's going on, because it's not a 360-degree.
It's not. And so you get, it's very helpful, and we really do like the tool, but we know that it's not infallible, and we know that it's not perfect, and that is all part of the entire process, the evidentiary gathering process, the investigation process that we're going to go through for everything that we do, whether they're complaints against officers, whether they're officer-involved shootings, or whether they're criminal cases. We're going to make sure they're fully investigated and that videotape just plays a part in everything that we do.
Are you required by state or county or whoever it may be to have these cameras, or have you decided as a department to be proactive in that?
We decided as a department to be proactive. Our chief, Mike Dekoff, has done a great job over his tenure as chief of really pushing us forward, and not only in the 21st century with the way in which we do business, but also in the technology that we use. We're at the forefront of a lot of technological programs and technology, and body cameras was just one of them. He was actually asked to be part of the national committee to help develop some baselines and standards for policies of video cameras because of our early implementation of them. So it's been something that we've worked really hard on over the years, and that we've been at the forefront of, and we're proud of that.
And this week, as well as severe weather preparedness week, everybody's ready for all of that. You had a pretty quiet winter. We all had a pretty quiet winter. I don't think any of us are going to complain about that too much. The city and county's website are great resources. I just want to tie that in, because a lot of people are back from vacation. To go look at that. Make sure you have a plan ready. That's really the best thing you can do, because in the wintertime, okay, we're all snowed in. Okay, it's icy. That's a little bit different than fast-moving storms, right?
Well, I mean, look outside right now. I mean, it's black out here, and it's supposed to be daylight. So we've definitely got some storms up to the north of us. Hopefully they'll stay up there today. We'll only get a little bit of rain. But, you know, this time of the year can be so so difficult from the weather, those quick storms, those tornadoes. I had a friend a close friend of mine who lived in California, and when she visited out here, she's just amazed at those tornadoes. She says, how can you handle those? And I said, they're just tornadoes. That's no big deal. How do you handle earthquakes?
Yeah, exactly.
Her response was, that's every day. That's not a big deal for us either. So it's what you get used to, but getting used to it is actually knowing the rules, knowing the things to do to keep yourself safe, and those emergency preparedness can help do that.
Captain Kellums is correct. If you look out and if you look at the radar as well, it looks like we'll have some showers at least moving through the area sooner than later. That's, again, if the radar tends to hold the pattern it's had. But National Severe Weather Preparedness Week, it's a great time to check your smoke detectors if you forgot to do that when the time change. It's a great way to get your family together and make sure hey, when the power's out, hey, when something happens, what do we do? Where do we go? And again, the preparedness part is the part I like about it.
Yeah, you've got to be ready for anything.
So you've got your coffee with the cops coming up on, again,
the 29th.
We've got the 29th.
And March 29th.
And then we have another one coming up in April with the CrossFit event, the 29th again. And
CrossFit with the cops, the 29th. We'll probably also do a coffee with the cop also in April. I just don't have a date for that yet.
Oh, excellent. Good. Well, then you keep us updated and as we move forward.
Oh, yeah.
And so is there anything else that the folks, I mean, I'm seeing some stuff that maybe people don't realize on your Facebook page, that you let them know about different people that you are unfortunately looking for and so forth. I mean, I think that the community ought to, you know, realize that you do that too.
Well, our Facebook page is really a go-to place for all of our information as regards to our community outreach, things we're trying to do. The fact that have a hiring process right now, you know, June 24th is going to be our next testing date. So June 21st is a deadline for applications, and you can find information on our Facebook page as well as just our website with the city. And then we put crime information up there, whether it be our detectives attempting to locate someone or hoping to identify somebody that they have a picture of. That's a fairly common use we have for that, and that can be very helpful to us. Trying to locate people that are wanted on warrants that we have outstanding cases on that our detectives are trying to locate. We use it for that. And then to provide basic press release, news release information about ongoing criminal investigations or newsworthy criminal events. We want to make sure we put those on in there as well. So anybody can get on quickly and easily and see what we're doing and keep an eye on what's going on, not only with us, but also with the community.
Great job as always, my friend. We'll let you get back to it. And the next time we'll talk to you, it'll be, believe it or not, Championship Monday, April 3rd. And we'll get caught up on how the coffee with the cop went. And hopefully a boring time as all the students have returned. And
we can always hope.
Yeah, we can always we'll always hope for some boredom. Keep an eye on the sky this morning, and we'll see what that brings. And we always appreciate your time. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Day.
You too.